Good morning. With 1 hour of trade left in the US and things are remaining quite volatile across American equity markets, we did see stocks bouncing back from the 14-month lows hit yesterday, breaking a two-day losing streak, but now we're way off the session highs. The Dow Jones is only up 22 points or a tenth of a percent. It was up 1.4% a bit earlier. The S&P 500 has now just turned negative and the NASDAQ is only up by about 5 points. So there is every chance that we finish in negative territory by the end of the session. What seemed to be helping earlier were signs that President Trump may not be seeking a US government shutdown next week, and also reports that China has resumed US soybean purchases. Both of these reports, though, quite light on detail. Now, as far as the market moves go, we've got the price of oil down 7.5% to the lowest levels in 14 months. And this is partly on concerns of slower global growth and also mixed in with oversupply of oil. So Exxon and Chevron, two of the worst performers in overnight trade. There are some standouts, though. One of them is Boeing, which is up in the order of 4.5%. The company has decided to increase its dividend by 20%. Johnson & Johnson, which has fallen 13% in the past 2 days due to the asbestos and baby powder scandal, has reaffirmed its profit expectations for the year today, and that's why its shares are lifting. Tech stocks like Intel, Apple and Microsoft are standing out, and Oracle, the software group, is also up 6% after beating profit expectations. As far as the US goes this week, though, a lot's going to come down to this Federal Reserve decision on interest rates tomorrow, and especially the outlook for rates over 2019. Commodity prices were mostly lower. As I said, oil is down substantially, but iron ore has also fallen 1% to $69.90 per tonne. Gold is up on some defensive buying, and the Aussie market at the moment is pointing to a gain of about a tenth of 1%, but considering the volatility we're seeing in the US, and that is absolutely not a certainty. The Aussie market also hit a two-year low yesterday, and there's no major economic news on offer to move the needle today. The Aussie dollar is at 71.7 US.